Perek Dalid, Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yehi Zchus Leilu Nishmas, Reb Aaron Yehuda Leib and Reb Noach Tzvi Zichrono Livracha. The fourth parak of Maseches Demai continues with the theme of Demai. Demai is Demai. What is this? This is grain of Amaratzim. Most Amaratzim did separate the tithes, some did not, and therefore the sages instituted that someone who is a Neman, someone who's loyal, he needs to again separate the tithes just in case, because he's only separating it just in case. He separates Ma'aser Rishon, he declares this 10% as Ma'aser Rishon, but no Levi can actually get him to give it to him, because he can tell the Levi, Amotz Mechaver Olav Araya, you prove that you're entitled to this 10%, maybe you're not. Then he separates of that Ma'aser Rishon, 10% of that, a total of 1% of the whole, that he has to give to the Kohen as Trumas Ma'aser. But then he makes another 10% out of the whole thing, the dedication of Ma'aser Sheni, which he has to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it there in a state of purity. Or in years 3 and 6, he would separate and declare it as Ma'aser Ani. But again, no poor person could actually collect it, because we would say again, Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Haraya. Says the fourth chapter of Masech Tadmai, Elokeach Peres B'Mishenu Ne'aman Ala Ma'aseros. Let's say a person bought grain from an Amaretz, someone who is not credible in regards to the tithes. He's not trusted in regards to the tithes. So he's supposed to now again call about 10%, call it Ma'aser Rishon, and another 10% call it Ma'aser Sheni, and separate out actually the Trumas Ma'aser and give it to the Kohen. The Shachach L'Asen, he forgot to do the tithes again. Now it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to separate maestros, because we're not allowed to fix utensils, and because we're not allowed to fix utensils, the sages prohibited fixing food, because it could lead you to fix utensils. So what does he do? He finds the Amar, it's the guy who sold him the grain. V'sholo b'Shabbos, he asks him on Shabbos, tell me the truth, did you separate the maestros? And the Amar says, I did. On Shabbos, yochel al piv, even though normally we don't trust the Amaretz, but on Shabbos, every Jew is different. On Shabbos, even an Amaretz would never lie. So on Shabbos, we trust him, and you can eat it. However, this is only a trust during Shabbos, because part of why we trust him is to enable you to have the enjoyment of Shabbos. Chash chamotzoi Shabbos, once it's dark and it's after Shabbos, now it's again Demai. Lo yochel ad she'aser, you can't eat until you re-tithe and give, declare 10% as Ma'aser Rishon, 10% as Ma'aser Sheni, give out of the Ma'aser Rishon Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen. Lo mitzo, let's say you don't find the guy who sold you the Demai. Amar lo Echad, and then a different Amaretz tells you on Shabbos, the guy who's not trusted about Ma'asos, Musar and Hain, I know that these things that you bought, my tithes were taken from them. Again, on Shabbos, no one would lie. Ochel al piv, you can trust him on Shabbos and eat the grain. But that's only a permission to eat on Shabbos. Chash chamotzei Shabbos, once it gets dark and it's after Shabbos, lo yochel ad she'aser, you can't eat the grain until you again give the tithes. Trumas ma'aser shel demai, another halacha. Let's say there is demai, and so you separated from it ma'aser rishon, and then you separate it out of the Ma'aser Rishon, Trumas Ma'aser. But before you could give the Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen, it fell back into the mixture. Now, whatever is Truma that falls into a mixture prohibits the entire mixture unless you have 100 times more than the Truma. So here it's 1%, so you mean you have 99 times more, but you don't have 100 times more. So Trumas Ma'aser of Demai, Shechazel Mekoma, that falls back into the mixture. Reb Shimon Shazuri, Omer Reb Shimon Shazuri says that in this case, Af b'chol, even if it's during the week, Sholo, you can ask the guy who sold you, and if he says, I already separated Trumas Ma'aser, I separated Ma'aser Rishon, I separated Ma'aser Sheni, you can trust him, v'ochlo al piv, you can eat based on what he says. Because we know that Ami Haaretz were careful with Truma Gedola. They were just not careful with Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani and Ma'aser Sheni. But they were careful with Truma Gedola. So once he will know that this is a case of Truma, And he knows that truma, which is eaten, be'isser, has a punishment of misa, of death. He's going to be careful. He's going to avoid lying. So he'll tell you the truth. He can tell you what this really never needed, a separation of trumas meiser. There never was a status of trumas meiser here. This was really kosher from the beginning, and you can rely on him. So again, the first Mishnah teaches us that even though we've learned that Amei Aretz are not believed in regards to tithes, but sometimes they are believed. On Shabbos they are believed. On Shabbos one would be believed about another Amei Aretz. And if there's a mixture of Trumas Meiser with things, then again the Amei Aretz would be believed to clarify things for us. The second Mishnah. Hamadir is Chaver Shiyochel Etzel. Let's say an Amei Aretz puts pressure on you and basically forces you to eat with him. What does he do? He says, if you do not eat with me at my meal over Shabbos, you can never get any benefit from any of my property. It's all usher to you with a neder. So who ain't a ma'amin ala aretz? He's an amaretz. You don't trust him about ma'isos. Who ain't a ma'amin ala ma'isos? So what do you do? Ochlimu b'Shabbos Rishon, the first Shabbos, you are allowed to eat because we don't want to create friction. We don't want to create Eva. And therefore, it's Shabbos. You can rely that everything is Mu'usar. Even though you don't really trust that he gives Ma'isos. We're talking about again where he actually said that it was Mu'usar, that the Ma'isos were given. However, here come the next Shabbos. If he invites you for a second Shabbos to come and he's putting all this pressure on you, you better come eat with him. Even if he makes it very, very pressurizing, he said you can't get any benefit from him at all if you don't come and eat. Lo yochal, don't eat, achi aser, until you separate maestros. Because again, there's time. There was time before the second Shabbos, so he could have separated the maestros. You can separate the maestros. And therefore, the first Shabbos, we're lenient, but the second Shabbos not. The Yerushalmi explains that the first Shabbos here in this Mishnah is referring to the Shabbos of Sheva Brachos, the Shabbos when he right got married. So that first Shabbos, if you don't go to the party, that's going to create Eva, a lot of animosity. It's a Sudas Mitzvah. So the sages were lenient. They said, okay, here's another leniency of Demai. You can rely on him when he says it is Musar. But the second Shabbos, that already it's not so necessary, and there don't go until Maisos are done again. Third Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Lezer says, Ein adam tzarech likro shem lamaiser ani shol demai. Rebbe Lezer says that if you buy demai, you do not need to separate, to declare, oh, part of this is maiser ani, because the poor people, he thinks, the Amaratzim, he thinks, do separate maiser ani. They may not deliver it to the poor, but they did make sure that their food was kosher and no longer tevil by declaring part of their produce maiser ani. However, Chacham Omer, no, they didn't do it, and therefore, Korei Shem, the Amaratzim didn't do it. You need to declare a piece as maiser ani, 10% is maiser ani. You can say it's in the northern part of the mixture, the southern part of the mixture. You don't actually have to give it to the poor because, as we've learned, the poor person has to prove he's entitled to something to make you have to give it to him. And when we deal with Tmai, it's only a suffix. Maybe the maisos haven't been given. He can't prove that he's entitled to it, and therefore you wouldn't actually have to deliver it to him. Fourth Mishnah. Misha kara shem l'trumas maiser shel demai. It's a Friday afternoon, and he has a pile of demai. So he says, you know what? 1% of this pile, in the north, in the south, is trumas maiser. Ula maiser ani shel vadai. Or he has tevel, what is certainly needs tithes, and he says, okay, 10% of this is maaser ani. Now it's Shabbos. Lo yitlim b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't take out the trumas maaser to give it to the kohen, and you can't take out the maaser ani to give it to the poor, because we don't give the gifts to the kohanim and to the poor on Shabbos. Vim haya kohen o ani l'mudim l'echol etzlo. But if he normally has a kohen or a poor person as his guest, yavo v'yochlu, they can come and they can eat this trumas meiser if it's a kohen, or the meiser ani if it's a poor man. Ubilvad sheyodiem, as long as he informs them. You are eating what is really yours. I can't create a misimpression. You think I'm being so nice and feeding you with my food. It's your food because it's your Trumas Meiser. You're a Kohen. It's your food because you're an Ani and it is your Meiser Ani. Fifth Mishnah. So if a person asks Nama Aret, someone who he doesn't trust, about tithing, you go out, here's some money of mine, and go buy for me grain, but buy it from a Naaman. Buy it from someone who does give the tithes. Buy stuff which is certainly kosher. Or buy it from someone who makes sure to give maestros from the stuff that he's selling. So then he comes back with stuff. Ain't no Naaman, we don't trust him that he got it from the right sources. However, if I say to him, go get stuff here with this money, me'ish ploni, from the following salesperson, then there is a Naaman. He is believed to say he got from that salesperson because that's a milsa David legluye. That's something which can be easily found out. We can go ask that person, did you sell to this shaliach? So therefore, he won't lie about that. Let's say I gave him money and said, go buy from the following Talmud Chacham who sells grain. I know he's reliable. Go buy from him. And he comes back with grain. Varmalon, he tells me, lo matzasev, I didn't find that Torah scholar. Ulukachtiv l'chame acher, I found another Torah scholar. Shu Naaman, I went out of my way. I found someone who's very reliable. I bought from him. Eino Naaman, we don't trust him that this grain was bought from that person. And you need to retithe the grain. Sixth Mishnah. Hanichnas le'ir, the sages were lenient again in all sorts of scenarios of demai. If a guest comes into a city, Veinomakir Adam Sham, he doesn't know anybody here, he doesn't know anyone in the city, how's he going to know where he can buy kosher food? So then, Amar Mikan Ne'eman, Mikan Ma'aser, if he says, who here is loyal, that he makes sure that his produce, Ma'aser, is taken from it, who here is a person who gives Meiser off of produce? Amar lo echad. Somebody says, Ani, I'm a loyal guy. Eino Naaman, don't trust him. But Amar lo, but if he says, Ish ploni Naaman, the following guy walking across the street, he's a loyal guy. You can rely on him to endow the other one with credibility. I raise an Naaman, and he can go buy from that man across the street. Halach likach mimenu. Let's say he goes to the man across the street and he buys from him grain because that's the man that he's heard gives ma'asos and amar lo, and he asks him, mikan mocher yashan, who's selling grain which is not chadash? The grain of the new harvest is prohibited until the minchas ha'omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. So if he says to him, who here is selling only grain that's old, not the grain of the new harvest? So Amar Lo, the guy across the street, says, Misha Shlach Chetzli, the same guy who sent you to me, he's actually reliable in regards to Chadash. So Af Pishenka Gomel Zed say, even though it looks like they have some type of a deal between them, one guy's going to say nice things about the other, so the other one will say nice things about him. Maybe they're in cahoots. Maybe they're not relied on. No, Hare Elu Ne'amanim, they are trusted, because the sages were lenient to help visitors, to make sure that visitors have what to eat. Similarly, we also help the people of a city. Hachamarim Shenichnasu La'ir, if donkey drivers come into a city carrying grain, and Amar Echad, one says, Shali Chadash, my grain's not kosher, it's Chadash, it's from the new harvest. And we haven't yet had the second day of Pesach. Shal Chaveri Yashon, but my friend who's coming with his grain to sell, that's kosher, it's old grain. Shali Eina Masukan, or he says, my grain, Maisos haven't been given from it. Shal Chaveri Masukan, but the grain on my friend's camel, my friend's donkey, Maisos were given from it. Eina Ne'emanim, we don't trust these people, because we are Hoshish Lugomim. We are afraid that maybe they're in cahoots. They made a deal. In one city, A is going to say nice things about B. So then in the next city, B will say nice things about A. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ne'eman, Rabbi Yehuda says the same way the sages were lenient to help the visitors, the sages were lenient to help the people in a city. And therefore, if a person vouches for the credibility of his friend, he is believed, and the friend can vouch for his credibility as well. That is Perek Dalid of Maseches Tamai.